Chapter 21, in which the princess rescues the princess. On the sail barge, Fett's fate goes unnoticed by Jabba, who is busy being strangled to death by Leia. The princess is still chained to the monstrous crime lord, but she secretly gathered up enough of the chain to loop around his neck and yank. With all his guards busy and his toadies looking for the exit, Jabba is left to defend himself. Faced at last with a true threat to his life, he puts up a mighty struggle. His thick hide and mounds of fat make him hard to kill. Leia throws all her weight against the chain, then bracing her legs against his bloated belly and begins to pull it slowly tighter and tighter. Like Luke, Leia is now beyond fear and even beyond anger. Jabba simply must die. A grim power flows through her. Jabba thought she was a plaything, but he underestimated this princess. His great orange eyes bulge from their greasy sockets. His scum-coated tongue lolls out of his grimacing mouth. His tiny hands pull pathetically at the chain. And at last, his tail flops wildly as the last of his life is wrung out of him. Surely we can take a moment, even as the battle rages outside, to mark the death of this great villain. A crime lord who cheated and robbed, murdered and plundered for decades. A creature whose greed and cunning were so great that even the Jedi Council had to appease him at times. A criminal who took more pleasure from the crime than the ill-gotten rewards. This great slug has left behind a mucus trail of pain and ruined lives that will not soon be repaired. But at least it ends here, by the hand of a woman he tried to enslave. Leia has no time to think of all this. Defenseless in her slave dancer's outfit and still chained to Jabba, she is in great danger. And so is Lando. Han, leaning recklessly over the edge of the skiff, holds out the deactivated electro spear for him to grab. "Lower it!" Lando yells.
"I'm trying,"
Han yells back.
"Closer, closer, and..."
Another blast from the barge's cannon, and this one takes out the anti-grav propellers on one side of the skiff, the same side Lando is dangling from. Instantly, this half of the skiff falls. The whole deck tilts wildly. Boxes, tools, a dead guard, and almost everything else in the skiff slides over the side, including Han. Only a quick grab by Chewbacca keeps him from tumbling into the pit with the rest. The violent motion breaks Lando's grip on the cable, and he drops to the sand. He'd be safe here, several meters from the Sarlacc's open maw, if not for the tentacles already writhing forward to grab him and pull him in. Han hangs upside down from the side of the damaged skiff. Chewie has a tight grip on his feet and could pull him up, but Han isn't ready to give up on his old friend Lando just yet.
"Grab it, Lando! Grab it!"
he yells, stretching out blindly with the spear. At last, Lando catches a hold of it, but before Chewbacca can begin to pull them up, another blast hits the skiff, rocking it and pulling the spear just out of reach. On the other skiff, Luke realizes that the barge's cannon must be stopped immediately before it scores a direct hit on one of his friends, or destroys their skiff and sends them all to their doom. In one sudden movement, he lunges forward, slicing the last of the guards in two, and jumping over the edge of the skiff onto the steep, nearly vertical side of the sail barge. At first, he slides down the metal surface, but soon finds a finger hold, stops his slide, and again, calling on his Jedi training, begins to climb. A hatch pops open to his right, and a barge guard leans out to fire a blaster pistol, but Luke seizes his arm and pulls, dragging the unbalanced guard through the window and to his death in the pit. At last, Lando has a good grip on the spear.
"Gently now,"
says Han.
"All right, now easy, easy. Hold tight, Chewie."
But now,
one of the thrashing tentacles has reached Lando and wraps itself around his ankle.
Ah! It's got me!
Screams Lando in pain as powerful suckers grip his leg and the tentacle begins to pull.
Chewie! Chewie, give me a gun!
Shouts Han, reaching back to Chewie, who hands him a blaster he pulled from a guard's dead hands earlier. Han grabs it and aims it at what he thinks looks like a tentacle.
No, wait!
Yells Lando, looking directly into the barrel of the blaster.
I thought you were blind!
It's all right. Trust me. Don't move!
All right, concedes Lando. But a little higher. Just a little higher.
Han raises the pistol slightly. Lando ducks, and a direct hit. The tentacle releases Lando, and Chewie immediately begins to haul them back on board. But the barge cannon is charged and ready to fire again. One last shot should finish off the skiff, the gunner thinks, wrapping a scaly claw around the trigger. He hears a noise, looks up, sees Luke's lightsaber, and never has a chance to pull the trigger. More guards are surging up the ramp, including the reptilian thug Klaatu. Luke prepares for the battle, then sees a bigger problem. At the other end of the deck is a far larger gun, with several gunners scurrying to get it charged and ready. One blast from this gun will take out the skiff once and for all. He rushes for it, using his lightsaber to deflect Klaatu's blaster fire and mow down a Gamorrean just before the brute can swing its axe. Below decks, R2 has found Leia. He extends one of his astromech tools and slices through her chains.
Come on, she urges. We've got to get out of here quick.
She heads for the ramp, but R2 hears C-3PO calling.
R2, help! Quickly, R2!
R2 speeds to the spot to find Salacious Crumb cheerfully pecking out one of C-3PO's eyes.
Oh, you beast! Not my eyes!
Cries C-3PO, flailing his golden arms helplessly. Again, R2 uses the astromech welding tool. There's a quick zap, and then a long screaming howl as Crumb launches himself as far away from the little droid as he can get. Hanging from the ceiling, he screeches at them in fury. His tiny brain can't quite realize that his doom is upon him. C-3PO begins to complain about his treatment, but R2 cuts him off with a...
Abandoned ship! I've heard no such order!
Insists R2, and heads up the ramp, with C-3PO stumbling along behind, one electronic eyeball dangling from its socket by a wire.